Do you have the Holy Spirit in your life? Whenever Peter and John find out that they had been preached to in Samaria, but they hadn't received the gift of the Holy Spirit, that everyone had only been baptized, they immediately go there so that they can rectify the issue, because it is an issue, because our Lord wants us to receive the Holy Spirit, and we have a need for the Holy Spirit in our lives, and especially in this world, because we also receive the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit, of wisdom, understanding, counsel, fortitude, knowledge, piety, and fear of the Lord. And these aren't just gifts just for ourselves, just so for our own edification and sanctification so that we can ultimately make it to heaven, hopefully, but they're also gifts for other people, especially wisdom, counsel, fortitude. Many of these are also kind of gifts for others, because then they can see how our Lord is working in our lives, or our Lord can use us in order to speak into this person's life so they can feel the same love, knowledge, piety, wisdom that our Lord desires for them to receive. And we, in those blessed moments, get to be the conduit of God's grace for this person to help bring this person ever more slowly closer and closer to Almighty God. And so we need the Holy Spirit in our lives, and the world needs the Holy Spirit in a very specific way, because sometimes whenever we pray, it's very easy to just kind of take the entire Trinity and just clump it all together in this one God, and to pray to God. And that's not a bad thing, it's not a horrible thing, but I think it could be better than that. Our Lord wants to be personal with us. He doesn't want just this generic God, and us thinking of this just generic God in our lives, but he wants to meet us on a personal level and in a personal way and be in our lives in that personal way. Imagine if God, whenever he was answering our prayers, he just said, "May all the people in Broken Arrow receive the gift of patience, and all those who don't ask for it to not receive it." It'd be a very kind of bland gesture. Our Lord wants to be a little bit more personal than that. It wouldn't seem like a personal gift. But when our Lord answers our prayers, he really wants to touch that person's heart specifically, to really, in a very personal way, touch their lives in a way that their lives are slowly transformed and they slowly blossom into the disciples that our Lord wants us to be. He wants that personal relationship, not just a generic relationship. And so whenever we go to pray, we should always strive to the best of our ability to have a specific person of the Trinity in mind, and not just generic God, if you will. Because whenever we have a specific person of the Trinity in mind, our prayer deepens in a way. Because it's a more personal prayer, I guess you could say, then our Lord kind of responds more personally. It feels like our Lord's kind of even more present in those prayers. It feels like he's wanting to touch your life just a little bit more deeply in those prayers. Or at least that's what I've kind of found in my own prayer life. It feels like the prayer just kind of comes more alive whenever I'm praying more specifically to one person of the Holy Trinity. And so it helps our faith grow. It really shows how God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit really want to play an individual, personal spot and position in your life instead of just this kind of generic blob of God that sometimes we make up. So whenever we pray, just make sure that it's more intentional, that the intentionality of our prayer does matter, and that those intentions should be going to a specific person of the Trinity. But today, we also celebrate a very important day. Today is National Clean Up Your Room Day on May 10th. It also happens to be Mother's Day, which is also very important. We all hopefully love our mothers very deeply, because we all know that our mothers have done a lot for us. None of us would be here if it wasn't for our blessed mothers. And so we're very, very lucky to have the mothers that we have, and very lucky to have received the great love of being born, of them carrying us in their wombs for 9 months, regardless of how joyful that obviously can be, but also it does come with some side effects, I guess you could say. And some difficulties at times. And so parents, especially mothers, really show how much they love us all throughout our lives. They show how much they want to be a part of our lives, whether it be through the pregnancy, the waking up at 2 o'clock in the morning so that we can be fed, especially as young children, or whenever we're sick and just kind of the heartbreak and the anxiety that a mother feels specifically being so close to their child, having given birth to their child, raising their child, feeding their child being so so dependent on their mother for those first few years. They have a very, very special relationship with that child that fatherhood doesn't quite speak into, because that's just the beauty of motherhood. But today, especially, we honor the Blessed Virgin Mary in a very special way. And we see kind of the perfection of motherhood. And one of the scenes that kind of really strikes me of this Blessed Mother is at the crucifixion. Because at the crucifixion, there's very, very few disciples who show up. It's Mary, a group of other women, and John. He's the only disciple who didn't run away in fear. But Mary didn't run away in fear. It probably never even crossed her mind. For the other women who were with her, that fear probably never even crossed their mind either. Because mothers just love too deeply not to be there for her child, for their children. And so they care too much. They love too much. There's no way that fear could ever possibly overcome that temptation and the desire to be with our Lord. And so they just couldn't not be there. She had to be there at that crucifixion, because she just cares too much. She doesn't care about the Roman soldiers. She doesn't care about the Jews for putting her blessed son on that cross. She just knows that she needs to be with her son, because she is his mother, and she loves him way too much. So that fear couldn't drive her away. Even if it had tried to, if she hadn't been at that crucifixion, it would have driven her mad, because she just loves Jesus too much not to be there. And so this is something, I think, this unconditional love, that regardless of what may have happened in that situation, if things had gone worse, there's this unconditional love that she just has to be there, that she wants to be there. And it's something that I think only another mother can truly, totally understand, that desire to, even though seeing your son suffer this horrible, horrible tragedy, just wanting to be there with your son, to give him that slight comfort, to be there in his greatest act of suffering. This last week, I went up to Baltimore and Washington, D.C. for a priest conference. And during that time, right before we came back, we went to the tomb of the unknown soldier, me and Father Alessandro. And on the tomb of the unknown soldier are the words, "Here rests an honored glory, an American soldier known but to God." When I was thinking about my relationship with my own mom, it kind of was similar to this tomb of the unknown soldier. Insofar as the tomb of the unknown soldier, we don't know exactly who's in there, but we do know his sacrifice. And every single day of the year, 365 days, 24/7, even if it's 2 o'clock in the morning on a cold winter's night, there's always a soldier marching back and forth in front of that tomb. And if you've ever seen it, it really strikes you to the heart. It's a beautiful, beautiful memorial to all of our unknown soldiers and to the men and women who've laid down their lives for this country. So if you ever go to Washington, D.C., totally make time to go to this memorial, because it's my favorite by far. And so they march back and forth regardless of what time it is. And there's always the changing of the guard, and that's also a beautiful thing to see. But whenever it came to my relationship with my mom, I felt like it's a very similar situation, only slightly flipped. I know my mom's name, hopefully, but I don't always see her sacrifices, especially whenever I was a kid, especially whenever she was carrying me in her womb for 9 months. I don't know exactly what she went through. I don't know what it's like to wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning having to feed me, and then Samantha possibly waking up my older sister, or what it was like to have 2 kids, me and my younger brother, at just a year and a half apart, how difficult that would be with 3 kids, everyone under 4 years old. I don't know the sacrifices that my mom made for me each and every day, day in and day out, night in and night out. And so it's just a beautiful sacrifice that my mom made for me. And I'm not always as appreciative of that sacrifice as I should be. But hopefully within a mother's life, there's always someone, just like that soldier who walks back and forth in front of that tomb 365 days a year. Hopefully there's always someone who always kind of recognizes that sacrifice. Whether it be the husband, the spouse, who sees the work, the beauty, and the love that the mother is pouring out upon the family. Whether it be the children themselves, who sometimes see how hard their mom works, how long they work, how many hours they work, all the different soccer practices and baseball practices and everything else they're driving them to all over the place. Hopefully it might be some friends and families, their own parents, the grandparents of the children. But it's always Almighty God who's always there, who sees the beautiful sacrifice of the mother, who sees how through those sacrifices, they themselves are being purified, that they're bringing holiness into the world, that they're setting a good example for everyone around them, that they're working on the family unit, making a good, strong, holy family unit. And so Almighty God always sees that beautiful sacrifice, and He loves that sacrifice. He loves how it transforms the world. He loves how it transforms the mother, and He loves it how it transforms the children. And that is certainly a sacrifice worth honoring. So for all you mothers out there, we thank you for the many sacrifices that you've made for us. We thank you for your motherhood. We thank you for bearing us in your womb for 9 months. And we just love your motherhood. So just lean into that motherhood today. And for all the people out there, hopefully you spoil your mothers today and breakfast in bed, give them a foot massage, the whole nine yards, whatever the case may be, because they deserve it. Because the sacrifice of motherhood is a great sacrifice, and it's a beautiful sacrifice. So we thank you for that sacrifice, and I hope you all have a wonderful, holy, happy Mother's Day.